Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services. I am going to talk about why I am doing the Tax Justice Warriors podcast, to give you a little bit of the background about me, about what I do and why I was considering a podcast. So to start out with, I'm going to go back to before I was an attorney, that I was working in a law firm. I was taking paralegal courses. At that point, I was working with business law attorneys and studying business law as a paralegal. Eventually went to law school, was studying business law there as well. The more I took business law courses, the more I kept hearing, well, you need to learn about tax. So I started taking some tax law courses, and I did well with my first course, kept going down that path, and eventually decided that I would take the LLM in tax, pursue that. So I completed my JD at Washburn University School of Law in 2009, and during that time I was an officer for the Tax and Estate Planning Association. And then I went to the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and completed their Taxation of Laws degree in the summer of 2010. And during that time I was an intern at the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Several of the LLM students were also encouraged to work at the H&R Block corporate headquarters in Kansas City. So I worked at the Tax Institute for H&R Block that year, and I continued, so I had a total of 6 tax seasons working, doing research both online and on the phone for H&R Block, answering different tax questions for various tax preparers, and trying to answer on a quick phone call or writing a CRAC format, conclusion, research, analysis, conclusion, writing an online essay, answering their tax question. Every day working there, I felt like I was learning something new. I felt like it was a productive learning time. And I also worked at H&R Block in their training department. I worked in their expatriate division, and that was working to help prepare tax returns for United States citizens, both foreign and domestic, who needed assistance with preparing their tax returns. During the years between the completing my LLM and where I am now, I did go back and forth between private practice and working in the tax field. During that time, I also did some pro bono work. I did pro bono work for Kansas Legal Services. This was non-tax work, and eventually received the 2012 pro bono award from the Kansas Bar Association for that work. I did tax pro bono work for the Kansas City Tax Clinic, which is the name of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Law. I also did tax pro bono work for Legal Aid of Western Missouri. I also did some tax work drafting memos regarding how companies qualified for the research credit or the domestic production activities deduction. I was then in 2015, I was doing some pro bono assistance for the tax clinic at Kansas Legal Services, and when then there was an opening at their clinic, I applied and became the managing attorney for the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic in 2016, and in 2017 became the clinic director for the LITC at Kansas Legal Services, and I am currently in that position. During this time, I have had different thoughts about creating a tax podcast. Part of that is because I found that there are some tax podcasts out there. I find that their view and their focus is on different areas of tax law, and I feel like they're focused on tax preparers. And I want to focus on people who are dealing with tax controversies and want to learn about this area, and specifically want to focus on low-income taxpayer clinics. I don't want to be griping about the IRS and doing that kind of podcast where I'm airing grievances or just doing my opinion. I want to focus on teaching, on letting people know what is happening in the field and providing news. A little bit of the format I want to try and do is alternating between roughly four different categories, focusing on the low-income taxpayer clinics. I want to let people know current tax news, want to focus on educating the public on different areas of tax law and let people know how that relates to tax controversy issues. This does tie into the low-income taxpayer clinic grant, with that we have a mandate to educate the public on tax issues. And lastly, I want to do different interviews with people in the tax field. I will be focusing on low-income taxpayer clinic directors and staff and volunteers, but also various people at the IRS or tax court, whatever areas overlap with tax controversy issues. So I might be casting a broad net, but we'll see how many people are able to take part, and I'll try and get as many people on the podcast as I'm able to. Some people say that life isn't fair. I believe that part of how we can counter that is in how we treat each other. We can help to promote fairness in the world by trying to treat each other better. So part of that is that I work in a legal aid organization to help the impoverished, the elderly, and various other people who are needing assistance in life. Specifically, I'm focusing on low-income taxpayer clinic issues. So working with the IRS or the state departments of revenue, trying to help people get into better situations. I try to advocate for my clients to get a better treatment, so building kindness and generosity for everyone involved, that maybe that can make life a little fairer for them. That's a bit about myself. That's a bit about the podcast, what my intentions are. I hope that you are interested, want to keep listening. If you are able to provide support through Patreon, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
So I thought I would also add some information I forgot to include before. I am one of a group of four attorneys who are writing about designated orders from the tax court. We are doing monthly blog posts at the Procedurally Taxing website that is run by Keith Fogg, Les Book, and Stephen Olson, with regular contributions from Christine Spidell. And I also co-authored Chapter 5, Securing Information from the IRS by Taxpayers, with Megan Brackney, in the two-volume set, Effectively Representing Your Client Before the IRS, the 7th edition. That is a two-volume set that is published by the American Bar Association. Those are sent out to all of the LITC offices, and those are available for purchase. And I also was going to mention about the podcast itself that I'm going to be focusing on tax controversies, so quite a bit for individual income tax, but also looking at tax policy and procedure. I have an interest in nonprofits, but some other areas like corporate and partnership tax, I will be looking to other people who have specialized in that area more to give feedback on those areas.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.